And I think words are so powerful. And I think you just never know like what, like even like a little thing that you say. And I think that's like what we started with the brand too. The slogan is like, this is your reminder to call someone you love, because like, you don't even know like a phone call or a voicemail, like hearing somebody's voice might be like the thing that somebody needs to change their day.
What's up, guys?
Howdy, brothers.
Welcome back to another episode of Whiskey and Water.
Soon to be the Socially Ambitious podcast.
So exciting.
I can't wait to like develop the tagline and like our
intro. I'm so excited. It's like, it's just time for a refresh. I think on YouTube, it's still like our original. It is still our original like intro video when we were babies.
Yeah, and we've had a refresher shoot since then, but we've never like refreshed like the actual intro video and all, everything like that. So I'm really excited. It's just like, you know, we always say this, but it's divine alignment, divine timing, and we're stoked.
We are stoked. We have, speaking of divine alignment, we have a great episode for you guys with the co-founder of After the Tone, Bailey. If you don't know what After the Tone is, we get all into it, but basically it is an audio guest book for weddings. And I am partnering with them for my wedding, which I'm very excited about. And it's just so genius. Of course, like I'm looking at little things I can do here or there to make my wedding like unique and different and just like not so traditional. And I came across After the Tone and I was like, oh my gosh, I love this so much. It's so sweet. They have an option where you can put like the voicemails on vinyls, which is so sweet. And I just, we're obsessed. We're obsessed with the whole branding, with the idea, with the concept. It's just, it's amazing. And we talk about how they pretty much saw overnight success due to a TikTok going viral that completely changed their business, their lives, and just like their insane growth is like really, really crazy. It just shows how strong social media is. And I know like obviously we talk about that a lot on the podcast, but this is just proof of TikTok changing a business literally overnight.
I mean, and like I feel like we've had on so many guests like that where like they're like, yeah, one TikTok changed my life. And it just it genuinely just goes to show that like if you don't put yourself out there, then like you have nothing to lose by putting yourself out there, you know?
You miss all the shots you don't take.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to say. But other than that, let's do a little catch-up squirt-squirt-squirtaroo.
If you're watching on YouTube, you can see that my cool girl level has gone up 2 notches. I'm wearing Air Max Pros. I've been influenced. And it was a little gift to myself for all of our success with Socially Ambitious.
Slay.
I will say, my first impression is that they sound great, audio is great, the noise cancellation is fire. Like I've been meaning to Google how it works because like the science is just crazy.
It is crazy,
but I will say they feel a little tight on my head, and I don't know if I have a big ass head or if these are just tight.
No, you have a small head.
I will say they're not feeling super comfy, so that's my honest product review, and I did pay for them. This is not an ad, so I will give my honest opinion.
Slay. We love that. We love an honest queen. I like that they're tight because that means I'll be able to work out with them. So
see, but they're a bit heavy too, because like you can't, they just fall off,
really?
Right off my head. Yeah, they're heavy. Yeah. So like when you look down, like they're not staying put.
Oof, don't.
They're not for the workout. Unless you're doing a 12-3-30 girly for the treadmill, that's great. But I know what you do, and these will not work.
Not for my strong girl competitive lifting.
Yeah, you're welcome. I am the guinea pig for this investment.
I was squatting the other day with a large man. We were doing a belt squat. And a belt squat is like where you like put the thing around you and like the weight is kind of like you like
under
squat
you.
Up and down. Yeah, kind of under you, but it's like it's racked on the machine. And I don't know, I could just load really heavy for that. And I ended up doing 3 plates on either side, which is 315. And I was squatting the same as this large man.
Slay.
It was a slay. People in the gym, were like, what the fuck?
I meant to ask you, what is
hypertrophy?
Yeah.
I'm what so is glad that? You asked.
I so tried Googling it and I still didn't understand it. So I was like, I just need to ask her what that is.
Yeah. So when it pertains to training, what it means is it's like loading heavy and working till failure. So like hypertrophy itself means like going until like your muscles can't. Don't fucking, no one quote me on this because I'm not a trainer. This is just like, I'm, you know, I'm relaying this in layman's terms and simplifying it as much as I can. But yeah, it's essentially just going until your muscles hypertrophy, which, you know, means give out. Like until they like physically can't do another rep.
So how is that different in relation to like your story? You said like, do less weight and do more reps versus more weight and less reps. But, in both cases, aren't you going until failure?
Yes, but it's different because I'm going till strength failure, like my one rep max, like for squats. Like I work up until like my top weight until like I can't get a rep, but that's not because I'm gassed. It's because I'm not strong enough. Does that make sense?
So versus, it's like strength versus endurance kind of?
Kind of, yeah, essentially. So instead of like going, it's like what I'm kind of doing now, because I do like being a strength girly and I like training for just strength. I'm also, you know, interested in gaining mass, and how you gain mass is by hypertrophying the muscle, like ripping the muscle, and it has to rebuild itself and add additional muscle fibers. That's like what builds muscle. So instead of like going up to my top set and doing one rep, I'm going to go to like 70% of that and do reps with perfect form until I cannot anymore, until like I'm shaking and my muscles like literally can't, are just giving out.
Very interesting. What made you, because okay, for those like who didn't see it on her story, you were saying how like someone had reached out with some constructive criticism, and most of the time you tell people to shut the fuck up. So I'm curious to know what made you like open-minded to their criticism.
It wasn't someone that like reached out. I was training with someone. I was training with.
Oh, nice. In person.
Yeah. So essentially I was training with someone who knows more than me, which I was about to say is rare, but like, it's not rare, but like someone like me actually like be like actually physically training with someone that like I trust more than like I can. Cause I definitely can have a bit of like a chip on my shoulder when it comes to training, just cause I've been training for so long that like, even if someone's like, oh, do this, do that, it's like, I really have tried and tested so much and kind of just know what's best for me. But they pointed out that like, yeah, I'm super like strong, like I can do a lot of weight, but I'm not training till failure, and that is what's gonna get me the results that I want. And I was like, damn, you're so right. I've just been focusing on like strength and like being strong versus actually building muscle. So I think it's gonna be a game changer for my training, which I'm really excited about.
Love that. So fun. And you said you were doing less movements?
Well, inevitably, yes, because when I went into the gym, and to be fair, I didn't like have caffeine or pre-workout or anything, but I went into the gym and I like did hypertrophy for all three movements, which I just did. I did a back squat, I did RDLs, and I did hip thrusts. And like with like burning yourself out on every single one of those movements, I was like, bro, I'm gassed. Like, I can't give my all to like any other movement right now. So I just dipped. So yeah, I think naturally you will like do less movements just because you like actually can't.
Cool. Love that.
Yeah. I would love to get my certification one day, like in personal training, just because I would love to like really know more. And I'm still working towards my yoga teacher training. I've been doing a couple hours this week. It's definitely like, it's going to be like a really slow thing. It's probably going to take me all in all like another 6 months, I would have to assume. It depends on how consistent I can be. But even if I did like an hour a day, like that's 200 days. Like that's, you know.
No, it's a lot.
Over half a year. So yeah, but still working towards that. But yeah, one day I would definitely love to get my personal training certification.
So fun.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to learn the guitar.
Hell yeah, sister.
I feel like everyone goes through a phase where they're like, I'm gonna try learning guitar. So I'm in that phase right now. My dad is gonna give me his guitar to play with for a little bit. I'm like, I just feel like I need enrichment time, you know? That's what I need.
Enrichment time in your enclosure.
I do. I need something for my
like
brain.
A little zoo animal.
And like, I've been talking about, I wanted a Nintendo Switch, but I'm like, I don't want, like, for play, for relaxation, but that's just another screen.
Yeah,
so,
can't do another screen.
Brothers, listen, if a year from now I'm just like a rock star, don't be surprised. If I'm just touring with Morgan Wallen, don't be surprised.
Whiskey and Water, the band, lives on.
Okay, you guys, enough of our shooting the shit. Let's get into this episode. Before we get into it, let's take a moment and thank our show sponsor.
Today we are thanking Candela Mama Juana. Mama Juana is a spiced rum that's unheard of anywhere besides the Dominican Republic until now. Known to most Dominicans as that sketchy liqueur made with healing herbs and aged by grandparents. Historically, it's been almost impossible to get your hands on a bottle. It's a 500-year-old recipe, and it's widely known as a native cure-all and said to be an aphrodisiac. Mama Juana has a long history of medicinal purposes and its original use, which now just translate to the drink getting its users really loose in record time. So Candela has made it easily and widely available.
Yes, and it is enjoyed neat as shots or mixed in cocktails. It is known for its smooth, sweet taste, rich rosewood and honey aromas, and long finish with warming spices. Jess, I mean, maybe you can speak on this a little bit more, considering I haven't been able to taste it yet. Well, at all. I can't. I'm allergic to alcohol.
Yeah. She's gonna try it for the sponsorship, guys. She's risking it all. But no, I actually, obviously, I have a bottle. It's in my bar. It's now a staple in my bar. I absolutely love it. Can definitely attest to it being an aphrodisiac. You guys know the vibes.
And fun little fact, they have a partnership with Eco Spirits, creating the Eco Tote, producing, packaging, and distributing sustainably, zero carbon emissions, locally sourced ingredients, renewable energy, ocean cleanup efforts, etc., making Candela the first zero waste rum to be brought to the United States. We love that.
Daily Mail actually called it the most sustainable rum in the world, which is an absolute slay. And you can find it online, in hotels, and at select retailers throughout Florida, California, New Jersey, New York, like Total Wine, Costco, Publix, ABC, and actually even Erewhon, which I'm going to walk my happy little self whenever I'm out right over the street because I live right next to an Erewhon. So definitely try it out, guys, if you haven't already. And you're going to find a link in the show notes if you want to look at it directly.
All right, you guys, we have Bailey on the line with us here, co-founder of After the Tone and creative director. We're so excited to have you on. And fun fact, we are actually partnering for my wedding in April. So this is very exciting, very serendipitous. And I can't wait to hear more about your journey as co-founder and a little bit more about the concept of the brand and kind of just dive into the nitty gritty. But for our audience who doesn't already know who you are, could you just give us a little introduction of yourself and After the Tone?
Absolutely. First off, thanks so much for having me on. This is my first podcast ever, so I appreciate you all.
So exciting.
We love popping podcast cherries.
I love it. I'm so excited. But my name's Bailey. I am the co-founder of After the Tone. And yeah, my husband and I created After the Tone back in 2019 for our own wedding. I can dive more into the story in a little bit. But we're looking for a fun and creative way to really remember our day from our guest perspective. Jacob, my husband, was a videographer for 6 years. And so he was on that side of documenting moments. And so we thought that this would be a really cool way to remember our day from our favorite people.
I love that. And so cool. It's so funny because like I'm nowhere near being a bride, but I even know what After the Tone is. And when Liv, offered you as a guest, I was like, oh, absolutely. Like, that's so cool. I would definitely love to know more about the story and like the kind of, I'm curious to know like what you did leading up to, you know, developing After the Tone and like kind of what your background is in.
Yeah, absolutely. So I kind of dabbled in a lot of different things throughout college. I was a communications major. I love it. Communications majors. So I was really interested in weddings. I went to Azusa Pacific University. I don't know if you are all familiar with that, but it's a like Christian university. And I was definitely in like this bubble of a lot of people getting married really early. Jacob and I are going to be together for 10 years. So it's been a long time, but I started doing wedding planning, assisting with coordination, things like that. So I really got to get into events. After school, I went into a couple startups. So one was a fashion brand, and I did more of like the affiliate ambassador and influencer management there. And then I moved on to a beauty product startup, and I also did influencer outreach and management. After that, the pandemic hit, and Jacob and I had just gotten married. So after the tone happened for our wedding, we had a great experience. And we had friends and family say, like, that was so fun. Like, would you do it again? Would you do it for another event? And then the world shut down. So I was out of a job. Jacob got all of his weddings cut within like a week. All of our income was like frozen, which was really scary. But it gave us a lot of time to continue to work on the brand and launch it that summer, I believe August 2020. So that's kind of where we got to there.
Wow. So cool. And I feel like your background, it makes sense. Like, I feel like you had the elements of kind of like industry knowledge already about weddings, how they worked, like what elements were important for a wedding day. Like, you had that kind of in your head already. So yeah. That probably gave you the confidence to like move forward with this and be like, no, this is a really good idea.
Absolutely. But I will say it was terrifying. Like, it was something that we were sitting on for a long time, because especially during COVID, like, who's going to want to touch something and like talk into a phone? So we sat on it for a really long time before we like brought it out into the world. And I was actually starting a new job that August, and we had everything done, the website, like all of our products and packages, a bunch of videos. And I was just sitting on it, and I was like, I'm going to get too busy. Like, if I don't tell people about this now, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to like sit on this thing that I'm so passionate about and excited about and not tell anyone. So honestly, I really give kudos to like starting that new job and giving me the push to just like get on Instagram and kind of tell the world, our friends, family, colleagues, all those things, what our heart was and passion for After the Tone. So
Yeah, and it actually kind of just hit me that some of our audience may not even know what we're talking about quite yet, because obviously we know, but will you tell our audience like kind of what After the Tone actually is and kind of how it works?
Absolutely. Yeah, I probably should get into that. Thank you.
No worries.
So the term now that has kind of been coined is an audio guest book. So when you think of any type of event, not just weddings, really the standard thing that a lot of people do is get a guest book, and people write like congratulations on pen and paper, well wishes, advice. And so it's really fun because After the Tone, we fully retrofit and convert actual phones from the 60s, 70s, and turn them into a device where you can really pick up the phone and leave a voicemail. So it's really sweet. Obviously, like, I actually did both. I had the guest book and I had After the Tone at our wedding. I'm going to be honest with you, I haven't looked at the guest book. I love handwritten notes still, but I haven't looked at that since we've gotten married. And I listen to our voicemails with Jacob, my husband, every anniversary.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Thank you so much. We also had the idea, Jacob and I, since we started dating, have loved like collecting records together. It's, you know, we're both really into music, and it's something special that we've always done. And so I thought it would be really sweet as a tradition to get a record cut of all of our voicemails and have like an actual album that we can like put out with our collection and take that out. And it's really sweet. It's a lot of fun. And I feel like it really brings us back to that day, like where you can hear all of your people in one place. It's not often that you get all of those people together. And it's a really fun timeline. So that's a little bit more about what it is and what we do.
I love that. And the record is so sweet. I didn't know. Do you do that for like everyone, or is that something that you did for yourself?
So I did it originally for Jacob and I, but yes, it's an option. So I can get a little bit more into it. So we ship now nationwide. So through the US and Canada. Once you ship the phone back to us after your event, you'll always get the files digitally. So we send them to you via email, make sure you get them downloaded and saved forever, so nothing happens to them. But the vinyl is an additional add-on, and our team actually cuts them in-house, which is really, really cool.
That's so sweet. I mean, I can just imagine like on an anniversary, putting on your like audio guestbook vinyl. Oh my God. I'm like emotional even thinking about it. That's so sweet.
Thank you so much. It's really special. And yeah, Jacob and I, just as soon as we heard them for the first time, we're like, this is so cool. And we just want to create that experience for other people, because obviously a wedding is one day, but for a lot of people, it's one of the most important days of your lives. And it goes by really quickly. I'm sure a lot of people have said that. So being able to like create moments where you can be present, and still, have ways to remember, I think is very important for us to be able to provide for other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so good. And it's really like, it's genius. It really is. Because like, you are creating, like, I feel like the typical traditional guest book that people write in, it's such a missed opportunity, because that's like, you know, the one place where you get all the people you love and all the people there from that day to like say a little snippet about you. And it's just so flat. It's so like literally, but also like, it's so one dimensional versus having this experience where we can hear voices, like, and it taps into sound. And like, of course, you know, when you like listen to a song that you really loved or you listen to during a certain period of your life, it brings you back to that moment. So it's just like having one of your senses activated and having it like relate so much to such an emotional day is so smart.
And I'm really curious, have you guys ever considered a video guestbook, now that we're like talking about how powerful like the different senses are?
Yeah. So I definitely think that we've thought about it and talked about it, but I think that there's something like so special about audio where, and again, Jacob was a videographer before, and before he fully transitioned from weddings, he was putting a lot of the audio into the video. And I think we don't want to like take away from that, like, from the person who is documenting your day in a special way. A lot of our clients like make, you know, their own videos or reels, like with their own clips that, you know, I think a big thing now too in the last couple of years is like day of content creators, aside from just a videographer, which is really cool. So I think we want to specialize in what we know, like how to do best, if that makes sense, and give, I guess, the whole team like an opportunity to like create something like that with video.
I love that.
And I think it's so smart. It's like, you know, sticking to a niche, and it does make it a part of it, makes it like even more special because it is just solely audio, and it gives it that, like, it's time to shine. Also, there's something so nostalgic about voicemails. So we
just saying that. Liv like walked away really quick to deal with Bela. And I was like, it reminds me of a Drake voicemail. It's like, are you drunk right now? You know, like, and it's like, they're just always so nostalgic.
No, it's so nice because we also, our generation, we don't leave voicemails anymore. We don't listen to voicemails anymore. So that to kind of be able to have that experience is such a sweet nostalgic feeling, like to be able to listen to like your mom giving you and your husband advice, you know, like that's forever. Really so special. So I love that. I would love to get into, from, you know, how when you guys launch up until now, and you know, like Jess said, she's not even planning a wedding at the moment, but she's heard of After the Tone, and that just speaks volumes about your guys's brand awareness and, you know, just people who aren't even in the space yet still knowing about the brand, I think is so powerful. And I'd love to know about, you know, your marketing efforts, how that happened, your social media efforts, like what does that look like?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think I can start from the beginning. So I said that we had really like put After the Tone out into the world officially in August of 2020. And since Jacob was still doing videography full time, our first initial packages were like, it was me going in person and being like the phone operator. So I would like get guests to come and leave voicemails. And we did that for quite a few months, which was really special to like see people interact with the product for the first time besides our wedding. And then having, you know, Jacob compile like all that audio and put it into a beautiful video was really awesome. But I can't remember the exact date right now at the top of my head, but it was in February of 2021. And a good friend of ours, Sky, he's actually a creator on TikTok as well. And him and his family are super sweet. But he had been just mentioning to us like, hey, like you should just start putting videos on TikTok. Like this is a really cool product. And so Jacob was the one who started posting videos. And I remember I was like sitting in the office of our apartment and I was like listening to him like record something and post. And I opened the door and I was like, I don't think you should post that one. Like, I feel like it's, I don't know, saying too much or whatever. And I'm so glad that he didn't listen to me. We always talk about this. And I like always tell everyone, like, I'm so glad that Jacob didn't listen to me and he posted that, because that simple video of him like answering a question about somebody who was asking about what the phone did like completely changed our lives overnight. So we started having people ask about you know, all over the US, like, hey, can you come to our wedding? And again, we were still doing like the in-person thing. So we're like, okay, are we going to like hire a bunch of people in every state to travel? Like, how's this going to work? Thankfully we were on like have you heard of HoneyBook?
Yes.
Platform? Okay. We were on HoneyBook because that's what Jacob was using for his wedding clients. So we had that going for us, but it was very, very overwhelming. And we pivoted right away and decided to start shipping. So there's been a lot of, you know, learning curves throughout the last 2 years, but it's been very humbling and very exciting, and I'm grateful every day for it. In the beginning, again, it was just Jacob and I. So I kind of took over and started making all the videos and doing social, reaching out to people who wanted to partner with us, for their weddings, which was super sweet. And then Jacob really took over like the management and the logistics. And we had to really start hiring like right away. And a lot of our resources were people that we already knew, because we were posting on Instagram and just saying like, hey, do you have somebody who's like interested in working for our company and all these things? So yeah, I'm kind of rambling, sorry, but
no,
it's really been a whirlwind. And that's really what the focus was in 2021. And I think we've grown a lot since then. We went from just Jacob and I, and now we're almost to 40 employees.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah.
So 40, like 40?
40, yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So, man, that's huge.
Thank you. Yeah. I think every day It's a little overwhelming, but again, like, I'm so grateful, and I'm so grateful for all of the amazing humans on our team. I worked in a couple of places that were pretty toxic, I would say. And so I think one of my biggest things, when we started building this company, was just making sure that we created like a fun, uplifting, safe environment where people were excited to come to work every day. So again, I'm rambling a little bit. I'm sorry.
No,
but
it's okay. That's the whole point of a podcast, is to ramble.
But wow. Like, that's huge. I'm sorry. And I hope this isn't an insult, but when you were like, oh, yeah, we've expanded the team, I'm thinking you're going to say like, we're now 5 people, we're now 10 people, but like, ma'am, 40, like, that's actually huge.
Thank you. Yeah. It's I have to like remind myself and say it because I feel like the team still feels really small in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. We're based in San Clemente, so California, but we also have our partner and like our production warehouse in New York. So we're both coasts. And that's really fun too. I feel like we always have a little party on Slack.
How many weddings would you guys say that you do annually these days?
So this year we are on track to hit 20,000 events.
Jesus. Holy oh my shit. God.
Yes.
My God. Man.
It's a lot. Wow. It's a lot, but I'm grateful.
I can't even believe that there's 20,000 like weddings happening. Like, oh my God. You know, it makes sense. I understand like how big it is, but like, I'm like, why am I not getting invited to all these things?
No, I totally know. And I think too, because of the world shutting down for a long time.
Yeah, there was that's true.
Really big,
yeah.
And like postponements and, and also people like wanting to celebrate because time is precious and you want to be able to be with your people while you can. But yeah, I think that there was an article that I read that there's like an average of 117 wedding guests per wedding. So that also gives us the opportunity to, you know, have somebody see our product and use it for the first time.
Are you kidding me? That's the best word of mouth marketing that you could like ever do. Like, it genuinely, like, it sells itself because everyone comes in and they use it and they're like, oh, I want one of these.
Exactly. And if they're not like saying like, oh my God, I want this for my wedding, they're like sending it to a friend to be like, oh my God, you should put this for your wedding.
Exactly. Oh no, like, I'll have it at my wedding. And like I said, no ring on this finger.
Yeah. I love that. And there's so many like different ways that you can use it. We can go into that, but it is fun because like being a fly on the wall at the wedding, like people like might be a little shy in the beginning and then they go to cocktail hour and then they like start coming back to the phone on voicemails at the end of the night. You don't know
what me you're going back 10 times.
Yeah. But it really is like a game of telephone. Like when Jacob and I bring phones to our friends' weddings, we literally just like take the phone because it's not plugged into anything. So we like go on the dance floor and like get the bride or like,
oh my God, that's so fun.
Yeah, it's fun. So like the phone like really gets to be wherever you want it to be throughout the event. As long as you don't drop it.
Yeah.
So you bring it to the dance floor, there's like music in the background. It's like, yeah. I love you guys.
That is so, so epic. And what a special, like gift for the couple to have and to like celebrate with. That is
and
so
I
fun.
Think that
I did for you to use it.
Over 20,000. I know. I'm so excited. This is getting me so excited.
It's getting me excited. I'm like, I'm going to be the one using it. I think that it's really, really special to have, to like be so passionate about what you're doing, because it's like a lot of people do jobs, you know, that to make ends meet, or, you know, even if they like don't hate it, it's not something that like fills their cup. But like, you get to see so much, like your product and your company generates joy, and not a lot of people can say that, you know what I mean? So I think that that's also really, really special.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I feel like that really is like my North Star and like our company's why. like I was saying, we have like little parties over on Slack because no, like not everyone's together, but we have like a whole reviews page. So when things come in and like client stories, we love to like, we're so happy every time we get to like celebrate. And I think words are so powerful. And I think, yeah, you just never know like what, like even like a little thing that you say. And I think that's like what we started with the brand too. The slogan is like, this is your reminder to call someone you love, because like, you don't even know, like a phone call or a voicemail, like hearing somebody's voice might be like the thing that somebody needs to change their day. And so I think that's like one of the biggest things that keeps us going and trying new things. And we're always just really wanting the best possible outcome for our clients.
Yeah. Oh my God. And that even made me think about like, you know, grandparents who are leaving voicemails and
or yeah, yeah, anyone no, who, like... let's not go there. Cause oh I will my cry God. Right now. I will cry right now.
I know. It is very emotional, but yeah, what a special gift that you're able to like give to like thousands of people. Like that's so, so special. And I feel like before you go to bed each night, you should like remind yourself of that, because that's truly like such a gift you're giving to the world. Okay, pivoting to less emo conversation. I'd love to know if you had any hesitancies like getting into the wedding industry, because like I feel like from an outsider's perspective, it can be a very like intimidating industry to try to like get your foot in the door of. Granted, you guys have such a unique product, so maybe that kind of like made you feel more confident getting into it, which you should. But I'm just curious to know if that was a thought in your head, like, you know, how are we going to break into the wedding industry when it's already such a established place, you know?
Definitely. I think having Jacob and his network, especially being a videographer, was really helpful. So yeah. Like I said, a lot of like our first events were clients that he had already booked.
Okay, nice.
People in our network, or you know, planners that we worked with, that really started to put After the Tone on the map, at least locally. And so that was helpful. But I would say that the most intimidating thing was just the I'm trying to think of the word, just not knowing like the instability of the event industry as a whole during the pandemic. And that's what was, I think, the most terrifying. Like I said, like, who's gonna want to touch a phone right now? Right. Are people even going to weddings? Are we gonna have weddings in a couple of years? Are people gonna book? Like, what does this even look like? Right. And why, like, should we do this, basically? But again, I think I remembered, like, there are people like that are always hopefully going to get married and want to celebrate things and celebrate love, especially when things are, you know, there are unknowns. I think you like go to your community. So I think that was the biggest thing. But like I said, having Jacob was a big help. And then I really just kind of needed to have the courage to like start sharing. And I feel like just being true to myself, I try to be a really genuine person. Like After the Tone fully came from my heart, and just sharing my heart was, I think, what really helped, you know, get us into the industry. Just being real people, because we're talking to people, and real people are getting married. I was a bride. I know that weddings, you know, change and trends change and things like that every couple of years, but I understand like that season. And it's really, really important to have a team around you that makes you feel supported and excited for your special day.
Yeah. I'm also, I pulled up your website just on the side here, and I love it.
Thank you.
The branding is so good. I'm obsessed. Yeah, kudos.
Thank you. It took a long time to get there from the beginning.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Squarespace website. I like drew a little logo. I sketched a phone on my iPad, and we like took a little video of like picking up a glass of whiskey and like dialing a phone, and that would like replay over and over and over. So that was
no
the beginning.
No, it's great. And I love how much you guys incorporate your own wedding and yourself as the couple and the founders who actually are real people. I think that's so smart. And I know like a lot of people, that's what they resonate with is like, oh, there's actually a human behind this brand, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that we try to do still every day, even with, you know, there's a lot of events, but Jacob is a lot of the time still the one, like if somebody wants to do, like we offer like walkthrough calls before the event. If you need help setting up your phone, like he usually is still the person or our partner, Matt, who picks up the phone and like walks you through everything.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot. It's every touch point, there's a human there, and every person on our team knows that like their specific job, like we're all doing it together to make sure again that our couple or our clients are having the best experience possible.
I love that. Speaking of your husband, how has that been like navigating, you know, turning from a marriage into a business partnership and trying to like balance both? How has that been for you?
Absolutely. I'm going to say it has not been easy. It's been hard, but it's been really good. And I think that when you're in this position, and I'm sure both of you can understand like owning a business and running a business together, in different ways, like there's not really another person who gets it more than you do and they do. Sometimes it can feel really lonely. And so at the end of the day, to like have him as the person that like I can trust more than anything in this world to like vent or like, you know, bounce ideas back and forth with, that's really special. So I think it really strengthened our relationship. And there's a lot of ways where we've had to like set boundaries with each other or with work. Sure. I think it ebbs and flows, and I think we're still learning. But our business started because of our marriage and our relationship. And we've said since day one, like that is the most important thing. And if that's not working, nothing else is going to thrive. So like we need to take time and effort to do that. So I think, you know, we've like created different work schedules. So maybe we're like not in the office all the time every day together, so that when like somebody gets home, we like have things to talk about or have like our own, you know, things that we do in our own lives, that just really help us with our mental health and physical health. Because again, like this, as beautiful as this business is like, it can be all consuming if you let it be, because we really care about it.
Right.
But I think, just taking time, like I've really tried to work the last 6 months on making time for myself and him as well, with like different things that we like to do, or therapy is a huge one.
We love therapy.
Yeah, I love therapy. I mean, him and I both go to someone separately, but it's just like, it's just nice to have like pockets of time for yourself. And then, you know, going on small trips or doing little things, even just like handwritten notes on the fridge, or, you know, going on a walk in the morning and like having untapped time, I think is really helpful. But sometimes there's definitely been times where it's like, I just want to be like Bailey and Jacob, you know,
married
the bosses. So it, like I said, it's something that like we continue to navigate, but I can't imagine doing it with anyone else either.
Totally. So. Yeah. I totally get that. It's like, it's a blessing and a curse, but more so a blessing, because it is, especially when like, you know, you can tell this company is your baby, especially, you know, some people like they own companies and it's just like, oh yeah, that's just like the company that I own. It's like work. Like, but when you like really, really care about something, like it is your literal baby, like it makes sense to be in business and have your business partner also be, you know, someone as close to you as your husband. So I see how it like works really like in a harmonious way, harmonious.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. It's good. But like I said, there's times where like you know, people don't realize this, but like on, you know, all of our events are happening on weekends. So if there's like an emergency, like it's still us, like we're at breakfast, there's an emergency that, you know, breakfast is out the window.
Yeah. And that's just the comes with the territory, right? Life of an entrepreneur.
100%.
That's awesome. What would be your best advice to someone who has a concept or an idea for a business, but they're like too scared to go for it?
I know that this might be like a common thing, and I talked about it before, but I feel like if you're sitting on something, like your ideas and your words have worth and they're worth sharing. That's something that I feel like I have struggled with before, like not feeling like, again, it's imposter syndrome, like not feeling like my idea is good enough or what I have to say is great, or I'm not like the best at A, B, and C. But just taking time, because I think, you know, we had built out like the website and the branding and all of those things for our business, but we also had a lot of fun doing it. And I think if you take the time and like really think about the things that bring you joy, then you should just start building it. Maybe you're not like ready to share it yet, but like be proud of the things that you're creating. And then just go for it, because I think that people can tell and see your heart if you're genuine about something, and they'll want to support you.
I love that. And I love the advice to kind of just start. You like, you don't have to announce to the world like, hey, I'm starting this thing. Like, you can do it in your own time, on, you know, on your own, with your own energy. Like, you can kind of work in silence for a little bit, and then when you feel ready to share with the world, you can. But I do love that, because it's better than not starting at all, you know.
Absolutely.
I think people think you have to either like all or nothing it, and it's like, no, you can, there's gray space, you can 20% it, you can 40% it, you know, before you're ready to like all or nothing it. So I love that.
Thank you, for sure. And you know, I think with growing a business, like maybe when you do announce things, like you think it's all done, and there's always like growth along the way and room to change or tweak or pivot. So yeah, it's really just going for it.
Yeah, I love that. Well, this has been so, so great. I'm like, this made me so excited for my wedding. I can't wait to have After the Tone there. Yeah, this has been just so awesome. And I'm glad, because we haven't really like done any wedding episodes, or like that hasn't really been a huge topic of conversation. Yeah. But it's such a big business, and it's such a huge industry. Like, I'm learning as I'm planning. I'm like, wow, this is like its own little world. So I like that we kind of tapped into it for this episode. But thank you so much for coming on. If people want to follow you, your journey, After the Tone, where can they find you at?
You can find us on Instagram at afterthetone.co. My Instagram's private. Sorry.
Slay. No, but, slay. Love that for you.
But you can find us there, and my face is on there pretty often. But thank you so much for having me on. I'm really excited to help you celebrate, and hopefully you have some fun voicemails.
Oh, I already make sure know it. It's going to be Jess.
Over and over again.
Yeah, great. Exactly.
You should play them on the podcast. That'd be fun.
Right? Oh my God, that would be fun.
True.
All right, you guys. If you enjoyed this episode, take a screenshot, tag all of us, let us know you loved it, and that wraps it up. We will see you next week for another episode.